tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. Our free phone number, it won't cost you anything to make a call. And Ali is producing today. Coming up on the show this morning, Johnny Luby is live in studio with me. We'll hear more on the controversy over St. Conlon's in Neenah. A drive-by convoy, beep on the street tomorrow to protest against 15 years of UHL trolley crisis. A new farmer's helpline aims to offer free advice to those affected by the bad weather. And, of course, our Friday panel will unpack the big topics of the week. So all of that and much, much more on the way. You can text and WhatsApp 083-311-3311. You can email tip today at tipfm.com. Let's have a look at what's making headlines in some of your newspapers today. The Irish Daily Mail, and they're leading with the story that a last-minute verbal change by an Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris at Cabinet this week gifted the Gaeltacht Ministry to Fianna Fáil on a chaotic first day in office. It was reported earlier in the week that Fine Gael surrendered the ministry as they could not find a TD willing or with strong enough Irish to take up the role, which is kind of incredible, I'm sure you'll agree. The Irish Times and the main story on the Times today, Ireland is working with Spain and a number of other countries to build support for the formal recognition of the state of Palestine, with the Taoiseach Simon Harris saying that it was highly likely that more countries in Europe would back the move. Also on the Times today, we're reading that there's some doubt over whether the referendum on the Unified Patent Court will go ahead in June as planned amid the continued fallout from the heavily defeated family and care referendum last month. The Irish Examiner, and they're leading with the story that all uniformed Gardaí must conduct 30 minutes of high visibility roads policing in their shifts under a directive issued by Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. He said supervisors will ensure compliance of frontline members with the direction, except where emergencies are concerned, and the deaths of two men in counties Cork and Kerry bring the number of road fatalities to 63, which is 15 more than the same period last year. Also on the Examiner today, an Irish baby was part of a huge moment in cystic fibrosis research, giving hope to families by showing that a wonder drug treatment is safe for infants as young as 1 month old. So that's very, very good news indeed. Also on the Examiner today, an airstrike on Israel by Iran has been described by the US as now imminent in what would be a deadly escalation of tensions in the Middle East. The Irish Independent, dominated by a photograph of O.J. Simpson. And of course, right across the newspapers today, there's coverage of the fact that the rather controversial star O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. And again, the main story on the Indo today, that planned referendum on an important EU court is now in serious doubt as the Taoiseach fears another poll defeat. And that vote on whether to join the Unified Patents Court makes it easier for Irish businesses to protect their ideas was to be held with the European and local elections on June 7th. But I guess that the spanking new Taoiseach is rather wary of gifting anti-EU activists a platform there. I would imagine that's what's behind it anyway. So if you want to make comments on any of those headlines, we'd love to hear from you. 083-311-3311. Johnny Luby is live in studio. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning, Fran, and the usual good morning to whatever listeners we have out there on Tip FM.
Oh, I'll tell you, a better class of listener you see at 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it is.
And of course, with my wife away this week down in Wexford,
Lord,
she's minding
the
four grandchildren down there. The eldest is 6, the twins are 4, and Sophie is 2. So she rang me this morning and she said, how are you getting on? I said, fine. Now, friend, I'll tell you one thing. I struggled around the house.
So there's a party on the Fourpenny Road,
you know,
is there?
And she'd always say, leave the curtains open. I leave them closed all day long because it spares me the job of pulling them across the night when I hit the labour, you know. But, tis a... look... when she rang me this morning, she said, I won't bet till Tuesday. Oh, Christ above cotton, I said.
That's
how are we
terrible.
Going to survive?
So you and the dog, is it?
Myself and the dog. And of course, Fran, the amazing thing about it is there is listeners out there, you know, because when I was at John Cormack's funeral, Lord of Muslim on Sunday in Rose Green, a lovely
huge
young man.
Huge funeral.
And an absolute gentleman, like all the Cormacks and the girls. Can't forget them either, and our thoughts are with them. And of course, then we're at Mr. Quigley's funeral in Killinall on Monday night. And of course, there I was shaking hands with somebody and sympathising and saying that Catherine was away for the week, which she was, because the lads were sick, and that, and the parents, Gerard and Fiona, are both working, so she had to go down because the child...
Catherine is related there, isn't she?
Yeah, to Quigley's, yes. Yeah. But a girl said to me, just when I sympathised, and she said, Catherine isn't around, I says, to come. I said, so I'm here representing. And she says, Johnny... Are you still doing the eggs in the kettle?
That really grabbed people's imagination, didn't it?
Yeah. But the very same thing happened in on Tuesday night when I was at the Devereux funeral in Care, and that outside the door talking and that, and I heard some fella behind me saying, there's the man, he says, that does the eggs in the kettle. He says, and then he uses the water for the tea. He said, if ever I go up to Luby's house, he said, I definitely won't be having tea. But friend, that's the way the old people used to do it long ago.
Yeah, it's great though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, look, to me, like, you know, you're doing exactly what Eamon Ryan would like you to do, you know. You're not wasting water and all that.
Funny enough, he never mentioned that. He never mentioned that. He mentioned the window boxes and sharing cars in the village. He never mentioned doing the eggs in the same water as the you're going to make.
I think it's fantastic, you know, because you know exactly when they're done. It's very hard to do an egg on the saucepan.
But you can't do it with an electric kettle, can you? It had to be the old-fashioned kettle.
No, into the electric kettle I put them. And Catherine has wanted it an odd time.
Sure, that's dangerous.
I do it on it. No, it's not. I mean, like when it knocks off, then you put in the big spoon and you try to balance the egg out. That's not usual. But anyway, look, Fran, it was a tough week weather-wise as well, you see, on everything, you know. And I was just looking at the notes there. I'm not saying I'm right to hold. I mean, indeed, I'm way more wrong at times than I would be anyway right. But about 7 weeks ago, I did stress the importance of the bad weather and the effect that it was having, especially on the farming community. Yeah. And of course, the horse racing as well. And even the golf courses, you know, I mean, like, they're all great employers and things like that, and that, and the GA have to move their matches and that. But to go back to the farming, I mean, like, a lot of lads there, when you come down to Killinall and over around by Clarehan and all of that, the fields have been cut for cordon last September or October, and not a tractor can go near the fields. The same thing on the racetrack, they can't put out the fences for the Punchestown Festival and all of those things because the ground is so wet. But anybody, look, I'm record of saying, Fran, that the farmers should certainly get help, not to be looking into it. Simon Harris,
they are getting some help in transporting the fodder.
But listen, Fran, hey, they'll have to get way more help altogether. Yeah. I mean, like, when you look at the silage now is probably 70 or 80 euro a bale, and the straw is the same way, and you know, and they need it for bedding for calves and the whole bloody lot. There's farmers out there then with cattle to go to the mart, and they can't go because the farmers at the other side haven't food to buy the cattle in the mart. So, like, everybody is affected, you know. And like the government, Simon Harris did say at the Fine Gael convention in Galway, his exact words were, the farmers will have my back. His back isn't worth the cost. They'd want to have his pocket and make sure that the thing is, and not to be talking about it, just get the bloody thing done. Because one thing I will say about the farming community, when they have money, friend, they do spend it.
Well, this is it. But, you know, I mean, you know, the Fine Gael have lost a lot of that farm vote, so they'd want to be...
Well, they have, because of the Dublin 4 issue, yeah. I think, that many... You know, when I see them there today evening, they're bringing in new advisors and all of that, and you'd wonder, what in the name of God, who's advising who? I mean, who advised the government to foot the bill for some pets acquired after arrival in Ireland? I mean, it was over a million...
Oh, these are the Ukrainian pets,
isn't it? Cats and dogs. Yeah. I mean, it is an absolute scandal, friend, to think that we spent €1 million a month, and there we see misfortunate people and they lying above in tents in Dublin, and we can't spend anything on them. Mm. Even as late as last night on the news, the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
You've Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and MS, and you have motor neuron, and they're all a kind of interrelated.
Yeah, but neurological disease.
Yeah, the Parkinson's disease gets 70,000 a year funding from this government.
Yeah.
70,000. And we're flogging out a million a month for dogs and cats. Is there anybody even looking at it, controlling it? Are the dogs vetted? Are they microchipped and all of that?
Are the dogs vetted?
You know, I mean, like,
I'm sorry for laughing.
Well, fair, you can laugh. You're dead right, because I have to laugh myself.
Which nobody's being vetted, not even the dogs. Yeah,
Michael McNamara said, if you find the department stupid enough to pay then, of course, I wouldn't blame people for allowing the department to pay for all of this. It's ridiculous. And, Fran, when you think of the dogs that are in the pounds around the county, could we not give them to the Ukrainians? Or give them, you know, I mean, like, they're lovely dogs. I got a dog out of the pound. Beautiful dogs. Yeah. You know, and they're barking to get out and that.
All these animal welfare places, they're all snowed under.
You see, but look, like everything else, Fran, they're not able to run the ship right in my book. And when you look at, again, I'll only rant and rave, when you look at the health system, every day of the week, we hear on Tip FM on the news, Clonmel Hospital is overcrowded, nothing to compare to what Limerick is, or nothing to compare to what Cork is. And, like, does anybody care? Money seems to be no object.
Well, it seems to be the same conversation over and over again, whether anybody...
And to finish on the whole lot, the Children's Hospital, your man Donnelly did say that it will be finished before the end of the year now, and it's 2.5 billion.
Wow, it's incredible, isn't it? And speaking of Fine Gael, though, you met Michael Murphy.
Oh, yeah, Fran. The other night I was at the championship preview in that lovely neck of the woods John Harney's in Clare.
I believe it was brilliant. It was packed.
Absolutely
was
fantastic. You see, we only came back from Portugal, and the next thing was I had a car arranged, but never sat in the curtain. I just turned the case into the bed. I said, that's it, I'm off. And she says, where are you going? I said, down to Mr. Harney's. I have a personal invitation from Clare and GA Club. Franny was absolutely brilliant. There was a young fella running around, Harry Ryan. I think Shane taught him in Clare, taking photographs, 14 years of age, and he having this badge around his neck and all of that. Brilliant young fella. But we had Joe Hayes, of course, and Shamey Kellnan from Tipperary, and we had TJ Ryan and Mark Landers, and of course the one of the greatest, Anthony Daly from County Clare. It was a wonderful night there for the crack and everything else, you know. And look, whilst I said last Friday we didn't want any favouritism shown just because you're in the home of hurling in Tipperary, to say I think Tipperary will come out, my own opinion is we'll find it hard to come out. I'd love to see him coming out, but we'll find it hard, the same as the other counties will as well. But it was a wonderful night there, and of course I met John Fitzgerald at the counter, and of course a pint and a cup of tea for Jamesy that was driving me on the night. And the next thing is who comes on? Only Michael Murphy. I met him a long, long time ago when I worked in Clonmel. He was a top class guy, and he's a top class guy. He's actually a first cousin of Fran Patterson's.
Yeah, you were saying that to me.
That's right, yeah.
He didn't sing an old song?
No, he didn't, but we might get him to do one, you know. And I just see a big heading then on the Nationalist, you know, because I had heard a rumour from a priest, if you don't mind, that a priest said to me, he said, I'll tell you confidentially, Johnny. He says, I'm okay telling you confidentially. He says, I think Murphy has thrown his hat into the ring.
He said, don't
tell anyone that. And I said, boy, was he in confession lately? Did he tell you that? No, he says, I can't divulge that. But look, the best of luck to him in the Fine Gael convention, and to Garrett Ahilton and all the rest of the lads that go. That's all we can do, is wish and let the best horse jump the ditch. But we'd have known, we in McCartan especially would have known Michael Murphy, I'd say 20 odd years ago, you know. And that, so the best of luck to them all.
So you were hanging out anyway with Fine Gael, with John.
Which is unusual for myself.
You're just making up for all the things you've said in the past. That's what it is. Where else are we going to go, Johnny? The Miners beating Waterford last
night.
That's
right, Jeff. I suppose the seniors happened to be beaten by Waterford. You know, and reading their reports on the Nationalist and Stair and every place else, I mean, we can't give out to managers, we can't give out to players. players, because they had a huge changeover of players since they won the Munster final in 2020. I think he has lost 15 or 16 of that panel for one reason or another. And then you have a heap of youngsters coming in, and look, they did perform well in the first half, not in the second half. So look, they have trained hard, and they probably have trained as hard as any county out there, but things just, when you need top class and I'm not saying that we haven't got it in Tipperary, although I find it hard to find it, talent out there. You know, the likes of, we'll say, a man from Claheen there, I can't think his name now there. He played in the full forward line. He's out injured for the last year and a half, and he's back on the team there now. And that, and Shane O'Connor.
Connor Sweeney, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Connor Sweeney, a wonderful player, you know, and that you need all them lads, and you need many more. I think Mr. O'Brien and the vice-captain were both out injured as well, you know. So now it's into the tell Team Cup, where they'll get maybe a run of three games before we decide then. But it's a long progress for them, you know. They have a long haul to get back into the into the top two or three in Munster.
But they will indeed. The under-20s are tonight,
right.
Is it?
Yeah, the under-20s are out tonight. Our man from Golden is captain, Ben Corrigan, a son of John's there in Golden. And I can't think of her name, so I'll word it rightly. A son of John's and his mammy. I hope she forgives me.
You'd get your way out of anything, you know that.
I would, yeah.
Hello to the mammy.
Yeah, she's from Roscommon, and I don't think they were hectic in the hurling, but they were brilliant in the football, and they have one thing in common with Tipperary, they're both blue and gold.
Ah.
But to wish Ben the very best of luck, and his charges tonight, indeed, to Brendan Cummins and all the guys that are with him, because you're going down to, I think, this Paddy Neville Park in Limerick, and it's going to be a huge game, because Limerick are on a high in the hurling, you know, but I presume Tip haven't too bad either, you know. I believe that they're going fairly well, so the best of luck.
The football, a disappointment again in the football.
Oh yeah, friend, that's what I was saying, like huge disappointment in the football. But look, the Camogie players are in the National League final this Sunday against Galway, and we wish them the very best of luck. It's fantastic for them, you know. I thought Short caught the van this year, who got married a month ago, that we would find it hard, but look, the players are there and the management have done brilliant, you know, and that the very best of luck to them. And of course you had the issue of skirts, S-K-U-R-T-S, and togs during the week and all of that. Yeah,
that was a big debate here on the show.
Huge debate, you know.
People very annoyed over that.
Yeah, but I see in the rugby, like, they're not wearing skirts, you know, the ladies, they're wearing togs and that, and I think if they wanted to wear the togs, so be it, you know, and they were disappointed. But of course you have many people out there that go to convention and that, and they'll vote for the old fashioned thing of the skirt and the skirt and all that thing, you know. It reminds me of a story, you know, when I said skirts. My sister-in-law Adele Coleman over there beside the golf links in Tullos, you know, years ago she went on a school tour at 10 years of age up to the Dublin Zoo, and she must have been in terrible hard luck, because she was writing a composition and she asked her mother, how do you spell squirt? And the mother says, what do you want to know that for? She says, because the elephant squirted at me. So that's a different squirt to the skirt and all that. You know, you have to look back and laugh at the whole lot.
I know where you're going to be tonight, then, because it's County Board Draw, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, friend. County Board Draw is on tonight, please God, in McCormick's Undertakers and Publicans. So if Fly don't burn us out, I'll tell you one thing, he's only 2 yards away from the... from the funeral home. He'd want to be pulling you out fairly quick, because you're only 7 miles on the road. Now imagine if I could drop your car outside on the road. There'll be a big crowd tonight in McCormick's, because 'tis a wonderful pub, from the Rising Sun to the Congo to McCormick's and Ryan Ruse. And then, of course, you have another one up there as well at Glastricken.
All right, I haven't been.
Yeah, he's a nephew of I was going to say the emissions man. That wouldn't be right, Tony Coney.
Well, it would be right in its own way. But, so that'd be a big night.
Huge night there, you know, and that's so we're hoping, friend, that please God we'll come out. Hey, if we don't come out, we'll still support the County Board Draw. You know, it's a wonderful draw.
Well, Nelly has promised me that I'm going to come out tonight.
Yeah, friend. Of course, in the rugby, friend, it's a huge weekend as well. You have Leinster against La Rochelle. That's going to be a huge game.
That's
in Davie. It's sellout, yeah. And you see, La Rochelle have bet him in the last two European or Heineken Cup finals. What they beat him with was sheer power and strength. And of course, Miss Dunnick O'Ryan there from Nina is one of the big boys with La Rochelle. And of course, Ron Nogueira is the head coach.
Yeah.
And that, but Leinster have maybe 10 or 12 of the Irish players. They'll be very much geared up for it. And his power and strength against pure skill. And Leinster have a fair bit of strength as well themselves. It'll be a game certainly worth watching. Whilst we congratulated Nina Ormond last weekend, one would have to say the best of luck to Cashel RFC, who are in a playoff to go up into 1B as well. The very best of luck to them. Kilfeacle did beat Tullos last Sunday in the Junior Cup, which was a surprise for myself because Tullos had really hammered them a fortnight before that in the league. Now, I didn't get to Kilfeacle last Sunday for one reason or another, but Kilfeacle emerged victorious 43-29, and the prize for that is a quarter final, I think, against famed Shannon in Sidon Kona on Sunday. And of course, mentioning rugby, one would have to heartily congratulate Feddart RFC, a new club out there. They're in a Munster final. That game is on the week. This weekend it was fixed for, but it's on the following weekend. Feddart had plenty of nice coaches down there through the years, but Jack Sullivan in Kilfeacle had given them a hand for a couple of years and got on brilliant with them. And now Shane Luby and Philly O'Connor, both Kilfeacle men as well, are giving a hand out there. So they're in the final of the plate, I think, against Cove or Yahal or some of them teams down there. It will be in the Cork, please God, next weekend. So the very best of luck to Feddart, Paul Kavanagh, the backbone of the mentors out there with other lads that are very involved good. In all that team.
Handball as well. You were talking to John.
Yeah, John O'Donoghue. Yeah. Yeah, look, friend, it's marvellous times for Cashel. You know, young David Maloney and the Delaneys and many more. They're in All Ireland finals this weekend. I mean, John O'Donoghue, you weren't in the new LA in Cashel. Shame on you.
I wasn't in the new one, no.
No, were you in the old one?
I remember when it was even being built. Would
you probably courted a young one in the old LA. No,
don't start any trouble. But John's mother was so instrumental.
Oh, Maureen
in that,
was a top class lady, you know, but I love meeting him. Like, he'd always bring you into the new Ellie's friend. And when you sit on the seating, you know, it is so modern that underneath it is actually central heating.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know, and it is a great thing to watch, you know, to see the youngsters of 12 and 13 years of age and they're showing their skills. Handball, as I often said, is a wonderful skill, especially with the way hurling is being played now. You'll be able to get out of trouble and all of that. But, friend, one would like to say hello to three. Would one say lads that we got rid of here for a week's holidays, Trevor, Jamie Keaty and the great Joe Bergery. They're out in Portugal listening
now.
Oh
my God.
And there's a video flying around these bulls. The electric bull.
Yeah.
So Trevor probably had a drink or two in. So the lads gave Joe Bergery gave him a leg up. And Trevor got
the electric bull.
So your man whisked up to about 40 mile an hour and Trevor went west. So he was out for the count. And Jamie said, I think he needs resuscitation. He said he needs to be the kiss of life.
Resuscitation.
So anyway, Joe Bergery put up his hand. He says, I'll do it. And Trevor, you feck off, he said. So it brought him back to life fairly quick, you know.
Joe was going to give him the kiss of life.
He was.
Oh my God.
But, and as I'm talking, look, in Sir Owens, it went well there since Trevor was gone, you know, and that kind of a thing. But they play an old game at Delta. Fuzzy Stack to be playing Sarah, a lovely girl there that works in Stacks. And there was a game at Delta the night between the two of them. They played five games and Sarah won four.
Fair play.
Jesus, no, she's only the employee, he's the employer. I know I'd be letting him win. But, friend.
Yeah. And Sean Tracy's the fundraiser.
That's right, Jeff.
Did you want to mention that as well?
A huge night tomorrow night, the fundraiser in the Dome in Tullos. They have wonderful talent up there. Seamus Kellen and Kieran Carey, he of All-Ireland hurling there with Limerick. Eddie Brennan, I think, six or seven times an All-Ireland winner. And John Mullane from Waterford, a wonderful player in his day. Regretfully, never won an All-Ireland. But that's wonderful talent. That's in the Dome in Tullos at 7:30, a Munster-Leinster Championship preview. They have All-Ireland tickets for raffle along with jerseys, etc. And of course, Fran, the Raceway in Rose Green at 1 p.m. on Sunday, 2 litre hot rods, stock rods and productions, action-packed day of bangers, drivers from all over Ireland.
Now, if
England.
You say one word about my car...
Chip, no, didn't eligible. Chip Ben and a shop on site, and they ask for respect for the neighbours when you're passing up and down. Of course, friend, I'm just looking here now.
Is there a house for sale on the Fourpenny Road? Somebody saying, is that Johnny's house?
It could be mine. Ballytasna National School have a 5 kilometre fundraiser walk on this Sunday the 14th, starting at the school at 11 o'clock, friend. If you want to lose a bit of weight, get out or refreshments.
You're going to start that again now, fat shaming.
Well, my sister Betty was on the Late Late Show last Saturday
night.
She
was indeed.
Yeah, Tipperary. I forgot to mention her last Friday.
Yeah, with the Camogie players.
Yeah, with Lady Footballers. They
won footballers,
50 years ago.
Fair play, my missus looked
at that. Now, I was watching the programme the other night, Ireland is Full, on Wednesday night. I thought it was a marvellous job by RTE, showing both sides of the coin.
I don't think it was RTE, it was Virgin Media.
Well, sure, Jesus, it's on television, didn't it? At the end of the day. But I thought they'd done a marvellous programme, representing both sides as best they could.
Well, it was balanced because it wasn't RTE,
you see. Yeah, you see, and the chap that was speaking, more or less saying that he's full, to me, he reminded me of that great guy that was doing the No campaign in that referendum. What do you call him?
MacDougall.
Micheál MacDougall. He was every bit as good as him.
Was he?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Peter Chavu was the restaurateur.
Yeah.
But, friend, it was a fantastic programme to watch. And I'm just looking here now.
I have to go because Alan Kelly's coming on.
Oh, yeah. Come here,
McLeod. You have to make room for Alan Kelly to come on now.
Is Alan coming in?
He's not coming in. He's coming on, though.
Oh, cheers. The best of luck to Alan. Hey, and heartiest congratulations to him because he follows Nina Ormond big time. And that I've met him at a few matches, you know. And he did say that one day, you know, inside in casually, he says, Johnny, you let down the cutting barrel on me. I said, you don't care about that once I give you number one. I said, that's all you're interested in.
There you go. You're promising that number one to an awful lot of people. You know that, don't you?
I can't go wrong.
Yeah. Somebody's saying here, it's obvious Johnny's a blue shirt with who he's hanging out with. There you go. No?
Well, I am kind of wearing a kind of a blue shirt, but friend, I was just looking here. Oh, yeah. Saturday night we went to Jackie O'Brien's in Tip, and Sunday night, and then we went on up to Dinny Leahy's, a fine old scout. The fellas were watching the matches, the hurling, the league final, and the rugby match. But Dinny has fantastic televisions, but we were in late, so the televisions were way about maybe, say, 15 yards away from us.
Right.
So Coney and Tommy Kane and all them, they said that they'd prefer to get a television nearer them. I said, I can see that one, no problem. How can you see it, says Coney? I said, because I go to Fitzgerald's Opticians in Tip Town. Now I got into plugs.
Shameless plug.
We went up then to Quinlan's, all asking for you up there. And Willie Bunn.
How is Willie?
Absolutely flying. I had the job of introducing him.
Oh, my God.
And I said, at enormous expense and costing us a fortune, we have the great Willie Bunn.
Was he singing?
He was. Top class. And they had a wonderful night in Quinlan's as well. Right. But hey, friend.
No more shameless plugs, no.
And I'll tell you, look, I'm going to zip it now from now on with politicians and everything else.
So here, Johnny is forgetting about the turf cutting contractors because the farmers are not the only ones who have weather problems. We suffered from all last year,
friend,
as well.
There's a woman up there in around Tullamore. And I met her last Sunday at a christening. We were in Mikey Ryan. Our youngest one was christened Ayla. Remember I told you Ayla, which is the Irish for... My chill, Joe, great memory, friend.
Anyway,
we were in Mikey Ryan's and we had a good day there. But this lady was here, and I think she'd be a grand-aunt of Ayla's. Mm. Herself and her husband were down from around Tullamore. But she told me that when I was in Portugal the previous week, she said, obviously, she said, it was beamed. The beam was beamed, she said, to the top of the Divil's Bit. And then it was beamed, she said, back up to Tullamore. And if she said, if I put you outside the window on the radio, she says, I can receive you loud and clear. Isn't it amazing, Frank?
Isn't it just amazing?
Unbelievable.
Indeed. Right, I must go, Johnny. You look after yourself anyway. And have a good time in McCormick's tonight, won't you?
Oh, my God, Frank, we will. And I'll tell you something for nothing.
Yeah.
Tis the place.
Well, I might find myself there.
Oh, yeah. Come here, friend. What's you call him? An old friend of yours would love to meet you there, Tim Floyd.
Ah, the great Tim Floyd. I haven't seen Tim for ages.
You haven't? Because you often give him stick on the bloody radio. He's trying to avoid you.
Good luck, Johnny. Good luck. Bye,
good luck.
We'll take a break back with more.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.